Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:49. Thanks for listening to Morning Edition on AM 580. It's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And here's Agriculture Director Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. The U.S. swine flu outbreak could sicken the U.S. cash grain market if many other nations follow the lead of Russia, which yesterday banned pork imports from nearly a dozen U.S. states in reaction to the growing international health crisis. In 2008, the U.S. exported more than 2 billion pounds of pork, which at a standard swine feed conversion ratio of 4-1 is roughly equivalent to 106 million bushels of corn and 43.5 million bushels of soybeans. Russia was the fifth largest export market for U.S. pork in 2008, taking almost 10% of all U.S. shipments valued at about $476 million. The Philippines, Thailand, and Jordan, which purchased more than $50 million of U.S. pork last year, also cut off pork imports over the weekend. The virus, thought to be a unique mix of bird, swine, and human genetics with the potential to cause a global pandemic, has killed 86 people thus far in Mexico and has also been confirmed in the U.S. and Canada. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 8,021, is down 54.5 points. The NASDAQ at 1,682 is down 11, and the S&P 500 at 859.5 is down 6.73.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, as I look out on Friends Plaza, it looks awful gray out there.
Well, I just checked the bricks in there. The drizzle has begun here, and that signals an end to some very fine drying weather. We had temperatures that here on Friends Plaza in the heart of our area, temperatures over the last 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, reached into the low 80s. Low temperatures remained in the 70s in town, and we had... Well, if anything, we picked up just a trace of precipitation, but none officially reported here, again, on Friends Plaza. Now we have the sprinkles that have begun, and over the next 5 days, we expect to see some pretty hefty precipitation totals across the area. In fact, some locations in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, could see in excess of, and I'm just getting the latest data in, some locations could see in excess of 3 inches of rain. Now, again, we had the strong winds and mainly dry weather, although some thunderstorms did pop up in the last several days, especially across northern sections of the two-state area, and that resulted in more wet grounds. And I can tell you from personal experience, moving across central Illinois, riding around, going locations, I saw a few people that tried to test the fields. It looked a little too wet, and some ruts developed right in the beginning of some tractors trying to get out there and test the soil. Now, I do understand that activity in the eastern Corn Belt has been quite active. But again, over the course of the next several days, as temperatures come back a little bit closer to average, and the rainfall also pushes in, with the heaviest bands expected all the way from, extending from our general area to the south and west. Areas across southeastern Oklahoma, western Arkansas, and the northeast corner of Texas, there's an expectation of anywhere between 4 to 6 and possibly some 7-inch rain totals this week. And that stretches up the Ohio River Valley, where 1 to 3 inches will be common. So wet grounds, once again, becoming a problem, slowing the active situation as far as the pre-planting and, in some areas, planting of the summer crop. So that will come to an end. And it's already come to an end across the northern plains, where cold weather is back in place and a wet snow is falling across the central high plains, including northeastern Colorado. Over the course of the next 6 to 10 days, we do look for above, near to above normal temperatures in the east and in the west, in the coastal areas, also in the southwest. Cooler than normal temperatures are expected from the eastern plains into the Midwest, and above normal precipitation is stretching from the northwest across that area in the eastern third of the U.S. will contrast with drier than normal conditions across the nation's midsection. Again, that's after this early week precipitation, and actually early week stretching into the middle week with another follow-up storm system towards the end of the work week. So that's what's going on across a good portion of the U.S., the Midwest, and the Delta and the Southeast. Similar to what we talked about last week, field work will come to an end in the Delta, while the Southeast will have at least another day, maybe 2-3 days, of dry weather before they get into some precipitation. But the bulk of the precipitation across the nation will stretch from the South Central Plains, again, that Northeast Texas, the Ark-La-Tex area, up in the through the Ohio River Valley, and the Southeast looks to only get a glancing blow of precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 585 and a quarter, down one. Last trade down 15 and three quarters. July 590, down 3.5. Last trade down 15. May wheat at the board of trade opened at 531 and three quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 14. July 543, down a quarter. Last trade down 13.5. May corn opened at 375, down 2. Last trade down 14.25. July 383.5, down 2.25. Last trade down 14.25. December 404, down 2.75. Last trade down 14.75. July 432.75, down 2.75. Last trade down 15.5. May beans opened at 10.34, down 10.25. Last trade down 46.25. July 10.28, down 6. Last trade down 46.25. November 9.27, down 6.25. Last trade down 44.75. July of 2010, 9.23, down 15.25. Last trade down 38.25. May soybean meal opened at 3.24, down 1.40. Last trade down 12.40. May soybean oil opened at 36.06, down 28. Last trade down 1.40. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Dave.
Well, clearly the swine flu talk overnight pushed the market down sharply. The question is it overdone?
It all depends on how much the panic breaks into this thing. I'm having a hard time putting my arms around it, because the reality is the risk of getting swine flu from eating pork is very minimal to almost non-existent, unless it's been handled by people with the disease. But you've already got China and Russia saying that they're not going to take pork products from any place, any state that's got human swine flu. So I don't know how much panic we get out here. I think this could be a very interesting day to see how it plays out. I'll say that the Dow is doing better than what I anticipated, because with all the press on swine flu out here, I kind of thought it might be down pretty hard today, and it's only down 42 points. But on the other hand, you've got the dollar up 620 points and crude oil down 270. And last night's move was on very heavy volume, breaking some fairly good support points out here. So it's going to be an interesting day. I think it's overdone. But if panic starts to settle in here, we could take it further yet, Dave.
I kind of equate it to mad cow when we first got that in, I believe it was December of 2003, and how much panic there was at that point.
It's kind of like that, isn't it? It's hard to put a number on it, because if people really get on board, we could take stuff down the limit today. Should we have? No, I don't think so. In fact, weather-wise, you're somewhat friendly out here because we're going to delay stuff further in the east, and they got pounded in the west. A lot of areas getting 3 to 5 inches of water on newly planted crop soil, so that's not going to be good to it. You'll probably end up with a lot of replanting in some of those areas. So if anything, weather was probably a little friendly.
Turn your attention to what you think NASA will report this afternoon for planting progress.
I'm guessing that we'll be in excess of 20% planted is what I'm guessing. I think there was enough stuff done in the western Corn Belt. And you got to remember that Iowa is, I think, roughly 16% of the corn in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think northern sections, especially in the northwest portions, are probably 50% done. But central Iowa is probably 80% planted before the rains came in. There was large plantings in South Dakota and Minnesota and Nebraska, on into Kansas, and I think some of the southern areas, Kentucky, Tennessee, saw pretty good activity. So I'm going to guess it's in excess of 20%. How much that has to be replanted, I don't know, but I think you'll be 20-plus.
Calls, please.
I'm going to go with pretty much like the overnight. I think you're going to be 40, 45 cents lower in the beans. I think corn's going to be down 15 or so, 14, 15 cents, and wheat's probably going to follow along for the ride.
And does the livestock fall limit down?
It's going to be very close. You'll be sharply lower as we get started, and my guess is hogs are limit lower as we get started. Cattle probably follow suit to some extent. It's going to be a day where you probably just stand aside and weather the storm. Might be a day for you to step in and try some short-term calls. If I was going to be buying calls, I'd probably be buying them on the cereal options, trying to do something in the Junes, knowing that it's a short-term play.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.